It's great. Thank you. It's March 31st, 2026, and this is collective bargaining negotiations between the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of West Florida. And I am Michael Matimore.
Jamie Sprague.
Dan Lucas.
Julie Shepherd.
Jack Olejewski.
Megan Sims.
Eileen Saunders.
Jonathan Fink.
Dean
Thomas
DeBoer.
Dantek.
And then we have other people who are observing as well. Alex Ledgerwood and Jacob Tracy. Ben Bergen is also observer. Liza Campbell. So I think that's everybody.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jonathan. The way that we parted last time was that you had expressed some preferences for how some of the articles should be worded. We were going to take that back and consider it. I think that today we're going to be able to find a path to a collective bargaining agreement. I'm hoping that if we do not agree with everything, I think you'll see that we're going to agree with a lot. So our intent is to be able to close this out today. And unless you have something you want to bring up or to say to us, I'll start in whenever you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. I mean, we left off. We had put things off for about everything on the table. So you said that when you want to come back, that hey, if you sort of frame everything as all together, we can respond that way. We share your instinct to want to try and get things resolved productively.
Okay, great.
Eileen, go ahead and put everything in the folder.
And whenever someone has the opportunity after this is placed in the folder, if we could pull up Article 5, our proposal for today.
In the folder so far, okay, here it comes. Everything's populating. I'm happy to share that screen if you want me to.
Okay. If you would, Jonathan, that would be great.
Okay. Okay, so that should be here.
Okay. In terms of there were three areas of discussion for Article 5. The first area was to add back into the proposal at 5.4 the word disagreement, and we're willing to do that. The next,
So we just need to capitalize it. That's all.
yeah, we could get close
Yeah.
here.
Okay, great.
The next request had to do with defining collegiality at 5.5b. Our inclination is not to do that. We think that's kind of would be a difficult challenge to get to agreeable definition, but we also think that the concept of collegiality is discussed in the collective bargaining agreement in the preface section. So we're kind of not agreeable to that change. But the other issue in five is at 5.7. There was a suggestion that we remove the last sentence of 5.7, and we're willing to do that.
Okay.
So, of the three issues in five, we're willing to do two of them.
Okay.
The next article would be Article 9.
Okay, hang on one second. Let's see if I go back here. Me just stop the share for one sec.
Sure.
You said Article 9?
Article 9.
Okay.
So in Article 9, the only issue that we were still seeking to resolve was we had removed the words and arbitration from 9.3 L.
Yeah, I
And
see.
we're willing to put that back in.
Yeah, the other small thing we had talked about was just capitalizing state. I think that was the capitalization.
Yeah, we don't mind. We will do that too.
It was something like that. It was a cap, just one of those things that was referencing. I think it's state for state law, because it, oh, I know why. Because we don't want to think of it's all states, right? Like state very specifically means the state of Florida, right? So
Right.
that was the only reason. So it's not like all of California's state laws, right? Or some other state's laws.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
We're in agreement with that. So I think Article 12 was evaluation file, and we had agreed with that. I don't think there was an issue in Article 12.
No. Okay. Well, we had proposed it. We didn't talk about it. Let me share it here. This was the language. So we had proposed this. This was the one that, to make to, for continuity with the anonymous material and the tenure file, like the tenure vote. Right. So this is in 12.5. Right. So what we had talked about was how. Where I, it is referenced that there's potential conflict of that the tenure vote is anonymous on the departmental level, and so this was just making clear by adding in the recommendations and procedures, the 16.5, that it would be
Yeah.
allowing for that anonymous vote, just to make sure that there's not conf that it's not conflict.
Right.
It would be no
Right.
change in the status quo of how we're doing things
Yeah.
with tenure promotion. It was just that connection to
And we're fine with that. We're fine with that change.
okay.
I just thought we had already said we were fine with it, but
Oh, okay.
just to be sure, we're fine with that change.
Okay.
The next article is Article 17, disciplinary action.
Okay, hang on one second. Okay, hang on one second. Share. Okay, go ahead.
So there's two changes here. What is it? 17.2. We heard you that you didn't want to create a list, a closed list of reasons for counseling or for a written reprimand. So we thought we could address your concerns by adding language that indicated that although these are things that might trigger counseling or a written reprimand, it's not a closed list. It's just things that, and the way we go about doing that is by adding including but not limited to in both 17.2A and B. And then the other issue is you pointed out that the language of 17.2B was somewhat unclear because the process for the invalidation of a written reprimand and the time period associated with that needed some specificity, so we've added that. So it is, if you have a written reprimand and you go 2 consecutive years after receipt of that written reprimand, then we invalidate it. If you're disciplined during that 2-year period of time, well, then it's not invalidated and it continues to exist. So we
Okay.
tried to do that with that language in 17.2b. And then the other thing that we have is we removed the section on leave for administrative leave for when you're being investigated for having engaged or charged with criminal conduct. Because of your point that that type of administrative leave related to an investigation is already covered in the collective bargaining agreement. So we agree with you there on that section.
Let's see.
The 25. I think the only difference we have left on 25 is that we would prefer not to attach the handouts on salaries to the collective bargaining agreement. We viewed those as data points and not to be made a part of the collective bargaining agreement. That's information about certain people in a certain captured moment. Now, what we gave to you as information relative to the article on salaries, we realized is a public record. We realized that you could post it, you could disseminate it, you could provide it to people upon request, or however else you want to do it. We're not saying that
Is
it can't be confidential.
carrier pigeon okay?
Carrier pigeon would be okay.
All right. Message in
As
a
a
bottle floating down the
yes,
bayou.
message in a bottle is okay.
Okay,
You know,
we've
as
got
a matter of
ideas.
fact, we Jamie is hiring some carrier pigeons through the human resource office. So that'll be available once they're onboarded and they go through orientation.
Mike, you better be careful. She has a headache, and I don't know if this is the route that you said you wanted to go
Well, I know I'm taking advantage.
down. Okay.
Now,
Can I ask a question about that real quick before we
yes, go ahead.
it's a serious question.
Yeah.
Our only our perspective is that we just want faculty to be as informed and possible, as informed as possible about that market equity, so they're informed when they make ratification decisions. So what I hear you saying is that you would prefer for it not to be formally included in the ratification process, but for those documents, it's fine to disseminate them and to describe them as representing the intent of that section.
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We just want to make sure that people are informed, less likely to lead to any kind of grievances or surprises or frustrations. So.
Right. I understand. Okay. So Article 26, I think, is status quo.
Hey, Mike, real quick. So, and you guys, it looks like you did pick up the language in 25 about just like the faculty awards, making sure to use that there's rubrics and stuff.
We did pick that up. Right.
Okay.
So the language at 25.4, we're agreeing with.
And you also just picked up some language just about if for some reason it's not date determinative, that if it's just following ratification.
Jonathan, the
Well,
only thing I changed in there is you had kind of given a more definitive date, and I just added in here at a date determined after ratification.
okay, that's great, Jen. Thank you. That's good.
Article 26, is status quo. That only leaves us with Article 13, and we had proposed some subset of changes to Article 13 regarding the notice periods. If we can agree on everything else that I've articulated today, we're willing to go with status quo on Article 13.
Could you remind me about the notice periods on which
Yeah,
one?
it was that's actually what we proposed was to reduce the notice period for non-reappointment.
Mike, I don't think we ever put it on the table.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about
Well, let me say this. We were going to.
Okay.
Yes, the threat is over. We're willing to go with status quo.
Okay. So I appreciate all these proposals. You've talked about wanting to move forward and get as much things done as possible. Are these all, I mean, I think there's many of these that we can come back and say that we'll agree to. Are these are all proposed individually?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'd like to have a contract today.
Yeah.
I mean, you're certainly able to respond to any of these individually.
Okay. How about this? So my team, what we could do, we'll take a caucus, right? We'll look over these, probably take
Yeah.
15 minutes or so.
That's
And then we can come back. I think there's quite a few we can go already identify that look good to us and we can move forward with. And if there's anything that we want needs like further discussion on, we can move forward with that. We can articulate that as well.
yeah. I will say this, we really we looked at what your position was from coming out of the last session, and we kind of asked ourselves, you know, what is it that we can do and what is it that we can live with? So it isn't like there's anything here that we're putting on the table for the purposes of creating, you know, some kind of trading.
Sure.
We're bringing this all in good faith. This is our effort to get this closed out.
Our I guess our main concern. And on the content, the substance, I think we're all very close to it. The main concern that I have is just to make sure we're not introducing language into the CBA that could potentially be considered a waiver, right? Or a waiver of rights, right? And so that's the kind of language that I just want to make sure that we're not introducing. And you guys did a good job. Thank you for addressing that and making sure to include the disagreement language that we proposed in Article 5. I think that some of the language in the disciplinary action article is what we'll probably look at about making sure we're not introducing waivers of the relationship of the CBA to university policies and those things. But so that's the only thing that immediately catches my attention. But all the other else are substantive. I think we're really close on. Does anybody on my team have any questions or comments? Okay. Well, it's 1:24 our time here. I think 20 minutes, maybe 1:45.
Okay.
If that's
Sounds good.
okay. Great. See you then.
Does I guess my team needs to. Do we have a caucus room?
Yes, we'll go to caucus.
Yeah, okay, good.
Eileen, are you ready for us?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you guys for that caucus. I'm sorry we're a couple minutes late, just finishing kind of going over some things. So I
Good.
think really in a ready just about ready to wrap this up, could potentially get this wrapped up today. We can agree with all the articles, except we have a few changes on the disciplinary action article that we want to
Okay.
propose, just some ranges. But we can agree to everything else that's put forward. And with those two capitalization changes that we talked about that were just for capitalizing. So all of that we can agree to. The let me see if I'm going to email. See if I can email this. I'm juggling several screens here. If you can give me a second. Let's see. So I can talk with you all about just the small changes that we've made just on the disciplinary action article. Our concern is the element that we're looking at is it's important if you can humor me for a second, Mike, to talk through this. So when you look at the CBA, the CBA it positions the authority of the CBA. It makes comment outlines that between a recognition article and Article One, right? And in Article One, it talks about if there's conflict between the Board of Trustees rule or regulation, as and our conflict between a university policy, that the CBA is the controlling document when there's a conflict between the CBA and policy and a board of trustees, like rule or regulation. On the other end, at the end of the CBA, we have the severability article, right? And that positions the CBA in relationship to Florida statutes and to the Board of Governors regulations, right? And those things, and saying that these are the steps that invalidate provisions of the CBA in relation to rules, regulations, courts of competent jurisdiction, Florida statutes, those things, right? So we absolutely recognize that this is how the CBA is positioned between these different documents. And we also acknowledge, Jack and I were talking about this just in a hearing sort of thing the other day, but just the university's abilities to make policies. Like, we don't ever intercede with the university's ability to make policies. We just want to make sure that if they're in conflict with the CBA, that the CBA is the controlling document, right? So our concerns about the language in Article 17 that itemizes all of the things that can trigger letters of counseling or disciplinary action is that it has the potential to be understood as a waiver of that relationship between the CBA and university policy. So there's language where the language says, like any university policy, right? The violation of or and itemizing all the things about policy, board of trustees, et cetera, that could be understood by a court or someone that this is a waiver that's been introduced into the CBA that's elevating policy above the CBA. So that's language that we feel like we can't accept in there. I went through all the other CBAs and the SUS and their disciplinary action articles. They all have the same structure that we currently have, where it says just cause is already defined as incompetence or misconduct, right? Kind of what we talked about last time. So what we're proposing on Article 17 is where it's, and I can here I'll share my screen. I'm getting older. I can only do one thing at once. I'll share my screen, which I think will help. Is so we're accepting all of the language that you guys have, except we've just removed the language of itemization, right? We already have here the definition of just cause, right? It's incompetence or misconduct. As we talked about last time, this is intentionally defined broadly within the CBA. And then here in the letters of counseling and the written reprimands, we've accepted all of the language that you all have proposed, except we've removed the itemizations because it's already covered under the just cause language. So now it would read like letters of counseling may be given to employees to provide information regarding university expectations. Such letters are not considered disciplined, et cetera, and moving on from there. And in the written reprimands, it says may be issued to the employee at any time, period, right? So we've placed a period there. Written reprimands shall be placed in employee's personnel file housed in human resources. So this is in line with the structures of all the other collective bargaining agreements that I've gone through in the university system about having just cause as defined as incompetence or misconduct with that being able to be applied to a wide range of these scenarios. So we just want to make sure that we're not introducing a potential waiver into the CBA.
Okay. I think I understand your point. Does anybody on the team, BOT team, have any questions or for Jonathan?
No.
Okay. All right. So why don't we do this, Jonathan? I think I understand your point. I would like for the BOT team to go into caucus. I know we just came out of caucus, but we could go back into caucus. And I think it's 156, maybe 210.
Okay. And
About 15
so
minutes.
I forgot to mention, we're also fine with not attaching that those other documents as an attachment, but just having them distributed to it. So it would be you accept everything you guys proposed. These changes to just removing that language from Article 17, and we could resolve the contract. And I'll email this to Eileen right now, what we have.
All right, thanks. Okay, well, we'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, we're recording now.
Right, thank you. All right, Jonathan, thank you for that opportunity to have the caucus of my team. We will accept your proposed changes to Article 17, and we have a contract.
Congratulations. Hey, that's great. Good work. Mike, I think this marks 12 or 13 consecutive years where we've had a contract in ahead of. I've never been to impasse since I've been doing this.
That's great. That's great. And to have a contract in March is early, is good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's great.
Well, I'll point out that I started around that time, so maybe
That's
it's the
true.
influence.
Isn't what it's Dan glowers at us. It's intimidating. So
He does the same to us too.
yeah.
Jonathan, we do you think you can how do you want to work off of this? Do you want to work off of the T8 articles and you take the T8 articles to ratification, or do you need the whole full book done?
What we do for ratification is once we get and I think there's probably a couple of other, like the grievance article, for example, is a status quo, right? So we had that MOU last time that kind of referenced some stuff as status quo.
Yeah.
So once we get those through DocuSign, I've got all those signed. I just put those together into one PDF. And actually have just the signed T8 articles is really the best way, I think, most kind of legal way too, to present that for ratification. And we can get that scheduled quickly.
Yeah, we actually are looking to take this to the April 23rd Board of Trustees meeting. Do you think that's doable on your end?
Yes, I think so. We'll need to get those DocuSigns done quickly. I think Mike, remind me on this, but I think for ratification, the statutes don't give a specific amount of time. It just says like a reasonable amount of time, something like that. We've always said like at least a week to 10 days, but I think we can get this ratified certainly, before then. There's no requ we should get this done, Jamie. Yeah, absolutely. There's no requirement that faculty ratify first, but I understand that that's a preference.
It is a preference, and I just have to turn in the agenda item by Thursday. So I'll turn in the agenda item, but I don't have to have all the signed articles yet. So
Okay.
I'll go ahead and turn in the agenda item by the deadline on Thursday. And if something happens and we can't go, we'll just pull it.
Okay, that sounds great. And we can also notice the ratification as we're doing all of these things. If you guys can hear me, I was looking back. When we first started doing all the bargaining, our goal was to try and build a contract that faculty could see their long-term potential at the university, like for the sake of the, and I think we've really done that over the last 12 or 13 years of building a contract that has benefits to the university and to faculty, and to it's been a, I think a component of our growth.
So Jonathan, I'll work with Eileen over the next couple days to ensure what articles have been TA'd, what was included in the TA MOU. If they weren't, I'm going to add it to the packet for you to sign a status quo, if that's acceptable to you.
Yeah, that's fine. I think when we put forward that proposal last time, I think I'd aggregated everything else status quo in that it was just our standard MOU that says we agree to status quo language, you
Yeah,
know.
I think we had one initially at the beginning. Do you want me to just add the ones we status quo to it, or
Well, no, we don't want to
no,
change
because
the
we didn't
previous
bargain. We
document.
already bargained that.
Yeah, but the at our last session, I put forward a new MOU that was part of that packet. That was for like the remaining articles.
Okay, I'll find it and I'll just go through it all and make sure we're, so I'll try to shoot to get you something by Monday.
Okay, and I can help too. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, congratulations, everyone. Great work. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank
Appreciate it.
you.
Thank you.